Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Hello there. Welcome once again to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. Glad to have you along with me. Today, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The theme, Jesus is for everyone. You know, we're going to talk about this as we go through the show and as we look at the Mass readings. But we have to remember, you know, and I please don't take this the wrong way, because I have done this in my life. Sometimes we can get a little self-righteous and think, well, if I'm doing this, this, and this, if I'm going to Mass, if I'm reading my Bible every day, if I'm, doing all these external acts for the Lord, then I'm guaranteed to be able to get to heaven. But that other person who's not doing those things, that person is going to be in big trouble. We have to be really careful about that, because these readings remind us today, and remember, on Sunday, the readings are all chosen and pieced together so that a common theme can emerge. This week, we're going to be reminded that Jesus is for everyone. He came for everyone, including those considered to be outsiders or foreigners. And you know, like, I just think we need to be a little more open-minded, and I'm guilty. I'm guilty of this. I have to be really careful, too. And not accuse other people and point fingers, but look at people with an open mind and realize that Jesus is for everyone, and it's up to me to share him with those around me, right? So even that person who's an atheist, that person who's a practicing Jew, you know, I have to find a way to share Jesus with them. Or I'm called to do that, because he is for everyone. So we'll do the readings, we'll talk about it, and I hope you'll get something out of it. It's great to be back here with you. Man, this was a rough week for me. I mentioned the poison ivy. Well, boy, did that turn into something unpleasant. As I record this show, I'm dealing with what they think is a form of cellulitis, which is an infection that came out of the poison ivy. It's being treated by antibiotics right now, and God willing, you know, please send up a few prayers for me. This thing will be out of my system soon. But boy, I have never experienced anything like this poison ivy. I knew it was bad. And when I was a kid, I had it before, but I never knew that it could turn into something so ugly. But man, I'm glad to be able to do the show with you. There was a time when I wasn't sure if I was going to get this one recorded this week because of the running around and the doctor's visits, but I'm here now, and we're going to talk about Jesus, and I'm so glad you are here with me. Pull up a chair, make yourself comfortable, and let's get ready to look at the Mass readings for the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Again, my name is Gary Zimak. This is the Gary Zimak Show. If you want to find out more about my work, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. How about if we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we give you thanks. We praise you. We worship you. We praise your holy name. Father, Abba, Father, the creator of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. Father, thank you for creating us. Thank you for creating us and allowing us to live in your world. Thanks for all the things that you have given us to enjoy, food to eat, water to drink, so many pleasures and joys that you've given us solely because you love us. Thank you for all of that, Father. Father, we come to you today and ask you to pour out your Holy Spirit on us. Please give me the words that I should deliver on this program. Open all of our minds to be receptive to the message. And help us to know how we can put this message that we get from you today into practice. Father, we pray for all of our needs. Please bless us, our families, our friends. Please keep us free from any harm, physical, spiritual, or emotional. Help us to know you better. Help us to know Jesus better. Help us to know the Holy Spirit better. Father, we ask these things in the most powerful name of Jesus, your Son, and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, you ready to go? Okay. Today, as I said, we're going to look at the Mass readings from the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now, as I tell you from time to time, this is the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. There are 33 weeks in Ordinary Time. And then the 34th week is the Solemnity of Christ the King. So you can see where we are in the liturgical or the church year. We're headed toward the end of the church year, and then it'll start all over again in Advent. We'll get a brand new church year that will start. But right now, we are looking at, today we are looking at the theme of Jesus is here for everyone, not just an exclusive group of people. And I really hope you don't get offended by this, because this is something we all can be guilty of at times. This tendency to become self-righteous, or this tendency to maybe become a little complacent and think that, well, I've accepted Jesus as my Savior. I don't really need to reach out to somebody else. But we are always called to do that. We always have to remember that we found the pearl of great price, and we've got to share that pearl of great price with those around us. So with that in mind, let's look at these readings now. The gospel is from Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. This is one of my favorite gospels. It's an amazing story. But as we do on this program, we look at all of the Sunday Mass readings. And in case you're just tuning in, maybe this is the first time you're listening to the show, on Sundays, the church puts these readings together for a reason. Now, the gospels just progress sequentially. So this week, we're reading from Matthew 15, verses 21 through 28. Next week, we'll read what comes after that, with certain exceptions. Sometimes certain pieces of the Gospels are skipped, but essentially the Gospels are just going to go forward week to week. But the first reading on Sunday is specifically chosen in Ordinary Time to match the Gospel, as is the responsorial psalm. The second reading, that just goes like the gospel does, sequentially. But what I like to try to do on this show is try to find a common theme in the second reading as well. And that's why I always ask the Holy Spirit to give me the inspiration so that I can try to do that. But that's how the readings work. And because the gospels have a place of prominence, according to the church, I always start with the gospel. So I lead with the gospel on this show. So here we go. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." So we see this request of a Canaanite woman, a foreigner, approaching Jesus and calling him Lord, Son of David. and asking him to have pity on her because her daughter is tormented by a demon. Now, you would think that this is an absolute no-brainer and Jesus is going to just say, daughter, your daughter is healed. But this is, and when I've talked about this gospel before, I mentioned this is kind of a disturbing story unless we look at the whole point of the gospel. And we'll do that. But Jesus, in response, Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Now, that's very disturbing. It's disturbing when you hear that and you think, whoa. Can you imagine? Did you ever get that, have that happen to you? You speak to somebody and you ask them for a favor, or you know, here we have a woman begging Jesus in a very respectful and reverent way, asking him to heal her daughter. He does not answer a word. Now, initially, you would think that she would get annoyed, she would go away, she would feel stupid. But you'll see the way she responds shows just how humble she is, just how much she believes in Jesus, and just how willing she is to be persistent. There's some lessons here. Now, again, this is not the overall theme that I believe the church is going for this week, but it bears pointing out these things. Jesus didn't say a word in answer to her. And to make matters worse, Jesus' disciples came and asked him, send her away, for she keeps calling out after us. So now the disciples are telling Jesus to send this woman away. And Jesus said in reply, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, which is a true statement. Jesus was first sent to minister to the Israelites. And then after he would ascend into heaven, St. Paul and the apostles would spread the good news to the Gentiles. So Jesus said that, I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the woman came and did Jesus homage. See, there's that respect, that reverence, saying, Lord, help me. What a simple prayer. Lord, help me. Put that one in your prayer arsenal. Lord, help me. That is a great prayer. And Jesus said in reply, it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. Man, and again, you know, this is disturbing if we look at this and not really see what's going on and not look at the ending. And then how did the woman respond? Amazingly, she said, please, Lord, you know, using that term of Lord. We call him Lord, but is he really our Lord? Is he really our master? Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. Wow. Then Jesus said to her in reply, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. Now, obviously, what we see is Jesus, knowing what he's doing, he's testing her faith. And you might look at that and say, well, that's not really fair. But he does that with us. Because he wants to teach us something. He wants to teach us to be persistent, to keep asking, even if we don't get what we want right away. And he does that because he fears that if we get what we want every time instantly, we're going to forget about him, or we're just going to treat him as the old vending machine. You know, he gives us what we need and we just go to him. He doesn't want us to have that kind of a relationship with him. So as a result, he tests her faith. And she responds with all humility by being persistent, asking, and her request is granted eventually. Now, a lot of times when we're praying, we don't get our prayers answered right away. And we don't get an outright no, but we don't get a yes either. What we do sometimes is unfortunately mistake the lack of an answer for a no, and we stop praying. Don't ever do that. If you feel you need something, keep on praying. And wait until the time is right. Give the Lord a chance to work. Sometimes he delays. That's just the way he works. I don't like it any more than you do, but that's just the way he works. But I think the overall message when we look at the first reading of the gospel today is that Jesus finds faith in someone who is technically a foreigner. Great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. Jesus didn't say, ultimately, you're not an Israelite, so I'm not going to help you. He said that initially, but the woman persisted. And again, he's trying to test her. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 56, beginning in verse 1. And see if you can pick up how this first reading relates to the gospel. Thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord, and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Did you hear that? The foreigners, for all peoples. So we as Christians need to remember, and let's say the vast majority of the people who listen to this program are Catholic. I am Catholic. But we have to recognize that all Christians are make up the body of Christ. Now, we believe that our evangelical, our Protestant brothers and sisters, they are separated, so they don't believe in the fullness of the Catholic Church, but we still have a connection to them. So we want to be careful that we don't start having a bit of an elitist attitude, thinking that we've got the fullness of truth, so we are always right. We've got to use that in a way, in a loving way, in a way that would build people up, that builds up the body of Christ. So, and then we have people who are atheists, and we have people who are not Christian at all. How can we find a way to reach out to them, to love them with the love of Jesus Christ? That, and then to ultimately, if the chance, when the chance presents itself, to present the gospel to them, to allow them to be able to accept Jesus Christ into their lives as their Lord and Savior. Are we always willing to do that? So, you know, you just got to always be open. So it starts with being nice to people, and then it builds from there. We don't want to ever exclude anybody, because Jesus came for everyone, right? The responsorial psalm, we're going to see this, and you see that, like, this message comes out in the responsorial psalm. Again, the first reading, the responsorial psalm, are specifically chosen to point out something in the gospel, to connect them with the gospel. Psalm 67, let me take a sip of water before I start coughing. Responsorial psalm, Psalm 67. O God, let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth, among all nations, your salvation. May the nations be glad and exult, because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations on the earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. So again, O God, let all the nations praise you. What am I doing to reach out to the non-Catholics or non-Christians? What am I doing, or what can I do? And you know, so that requires creativity. It can be challenging. And then, you know, even within the Catholic Church, we have different subcultures. And I don't want to get into that, but we got to be careful there, that we don't start to think we're better than somebody. And I'm going to tell you, I've been guilty of all of this. I've got to really watch out for this, because I have a tendency to do this kind of stuff. And you've got to be careful that you don't fall into that trap of thinking you're better, or thinking that, well, these people, they're never going to get it. A lot of times, you know, they get it more than we do, because we see in the gospel, we have a Canaanite woman who has incredible faith, incredible persistence, incredible humility. And she's really accepting Jesus. And Jesus rewards her because of that faith. So let's look at the second reading now. It's from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 11, and it begins in verse 13. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles. Now, right there, you see a connection, right? Even this, even though this reading isn't chosen to specifically match the others, St. Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles, so that we see that Jesus had an order to his ministry, in order to sharing the good news. He spoke to the chosen people first, but then through the efforts of St. Paul, St. Paul was chosen to spread the gospel to the Gentiles. St. Paul says, I glory in my ministry in order to make my race jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? Now, remember, some of the Jews rejected Jesus, and St. Paul's alluding to that here. For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable, just as you once disobeyed God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience, so that they have now disobeyed in order that, by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may receive mercy. For God delivered all to disobedience, that he might have mercy upon all. Now the message is, Jews and Gentiles, Jesus came for everyone. The kingdom of God is for everyone. That's the message. That's the message for this week's readings. And again, what are we going to do about that? How can we take this and apply it? As long as we are not excluding anybody, and as long as we don't ever give up trying to evangelize, and I'm a big fan of doing it subtly, carefully, lovingly. You don't want to be trying to just win arguments and telling everybody how right you are. But let me tell you, I've done all this. I've made these mistakes, so that's why I can say it. I know what it's like, and I realize now how wrong it was. So what can we do to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to the entire world? To not just the chosen few, whoever they may be, but to everyone, including the foreigners. Because you know what? With Jesus, no one is a foreigner. So keep that in mind. And I touched earlier on the fact, and I think I should address this. I touched on the fact that even within the Catholic Church, we have subdivisions. We have the conservatives, we have the liberals, we have the moderates or whatever. We really want to be careful about that. We want to be careful about labels. We want to be careful that we don't exclude anybody because we pigeonhole them into a certain category. And that's one of the things I've learned, that there are many people who have some really good things to say who could very easily, and they were talking within the Catholic Church now, who might be cast aside because we label them a certain way. I'm not saying that some people don't go overboard and say things that are not true. It does happen. It happens. But I'm just saying, try to be open to what they say. As I've heard it one time, when it comes to spiritual reading, when it comes to listening to preaching, you chew the meat and you spit out the bones, right? You're not going to agree with everything somebody says, but that doesn't mean you wipe out and nullify everything they said based upon one specific thing that you didn't agree with. That's just my two cents, because I have learned a lot from people, from people who in the past I would have overlooked. And I'm not talking somebody who's preaching heresy. I'm not certainly not going to be on board with them. But there were people who I gave a chance to who were normally the persona non grata. And when I would listen to what they had to say, they said some things that have really helped me spiritually. So we'll just leave it there. Be open. Jesus is for everybody. Don't rule anybody out. Okay? It is really nice to be with you on the program. If you would kindly please keep me in your prayers for this poison ivy situation, that this thing resolves itself without any bad developments. I'm not really sure where this is going, but the way it was told to me, I went to the emergency, urgent care, they call them, around here a couple days ago. Actually, it was yesterday. And they said, well, if the rash gets any bigger, you're going to need to go to the emergency room, and not really what I want to do at this point. But when I went to my family doctor today, he said that we should be okay as long as we stick with the antibiotics. I'm not running a fever and anything, but, you know, I'm just looking at this thing. This is not looking too good. So the rash is pretty ugly. So if you would kindly pray for me that these antibiotics would do the trick and this infection would go away without any further ugly developments, I would be greatly I would be very appreciative of that. And know always that I'm praying for you. If there's any question, anything that I can ever do for you, do not hesitate to reach out. You can find me by emailing me at Gary@followingthetruth.com, Gary@followingthetruth.com, or you could go right to my website, followingthetruth.com, and connect with me through the contact tab on the website. While we're at it, be on the lookout for my next book. It's going to be coming out in just about, we're in August, just about a little over a month. I'm so glad. It seems like forever since I've been waiting for this book to come out. Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit. That's going to be coming out from Ave Maria Press in just a little over a month. You can pre-order it now from Amazon. If you want to make sure you get a copy, please go ahead and do that. And also, I say the summer's tough for donations, but man, these past several months have been really, really tough with a lack of any speaking work. So if you are able to possibly make a donation to my ministry, it would really come in handy right about now. The bank account's it's lower than it's been for a long time. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. And you will be directed to PayPal, where you can securely either make a one-time contribution or become a monthly sponsor. It's important to me that all of these programs, this weekly podcast, my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, it's important to me that they're always going to be free of charge. So in order to keep them free, and in order to be able to help me pay my bills, I need these donations. They really are important to me. So if you like my work, and if you wouldn't mind making a donation or, you know, really becoming a monthly sponsor, that would be huge. It would really help me by going to followingthetruth.com. I would really, really appreciate that, okay? And I, God willing, I look forward to being back with you next week here on the program. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you are, I hope you're doing well. I hope the quarantine, or, you know, depending on where you live, we are all in various states of opening or closing. Here in New Jersey, where I live, we're doing okay right now. The numbers are not bad. Praise God for that. We have more freedom than we did. We're at least able to go to church, which I'm really grateful for. But just continue to be safe. Use good sense. And you know, remember to go out, to reach out to people. Don't exclude anyone. Don't write anybody off because they're of a particular race or they're of a particular set of beliefs. This gospel, all these readings today remind us that Jesus came for everyone, and he wants us to reach out to everyone and share his good news with everyone as well. Does that sound good? All right. Now I am really just about out of time, so I'm going to run now. And again, I look forward to being back with you next week right here on Following the Truth. If you haven't done so, make sure you sign up for my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, and check out the daily podcast of Following the Truth as well, so you can get even more of me. Does that sound good? Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. Thanks for listening, and I hope to talk to you next time.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/ Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.